the only slivers of truth in this fable, are that, A, the Sudanese government was denying its support for terrorism in the wake of the UN sanctions, and B, the Counterterrorism Security Group had initiated informal inquiries with several nations about incarcerating bin Laden or putting him on trial. There were no takers. Nonetheless, had we been able to put our hands on him then, we would have gladly done so. The facts about the supposed Sudanese offer to give us bin Laden are that Turabi was not about to turn over his partner in terror to us, and no real attempt to do so ever occurred. The Counterterrorism Security Group did not, however, stop considering U.S. military or CIA raids into Khartoum. Following bin Laden's departure in 1996, a series of intelligence reports established that a bin Laden associate named Abu Hafs al-Muratani was in Khartoum, engaged in supporting terrorist cells elsewhere. The reports became so specific that we knew his hotel and the room in the hotel he was using. I referred the reports to National Security Advisor Sandy Berger with a recommendation that we snatch the terrorist. My Counterterrorism Security Group colleagues from every agency concurred. Nonetheless, the proposed snatch in Khartoum went nowhere. Several meetings were held in the White House West Wing, with Berger demanding the snatch. The Joint Chiefs had an answer that they used whenever asked to do something they did not want to do. It would take a very large force. The operation was risky and might fail, with U.S. forces caught and killed, embarrassing the president. Their professional military opinion was not to do it. But, of course, they would do it if they received orders to do so in writing from the President of the United States. And, by the way, military lawyers said it would be a violation of international law. The first time I had proposed a snatch, in 1993, the White House counsel, Lloyd Cutler, demanded a meeting with the President to explain how it violated international law. Clinton had seemed to be siding with Cutler, until Al Gore belatedly joined the meeting, having just flown overnight from South Africa. Clinton recapped the arguments on both sides for Gore. Lloyd says this, Dick says that. Gore laughed and said, "That's a no-brainer. Of course it's a violation of international law. That's why it's a covert action. The guy is a terrorist. Go grab his ass." We tried, and that time we failed. It was worth trying, however, because often enough, we succeeded. But in the 1996 discussion of Sudan, Berger turned to George Tenet, asking if the CIA could snatch the man in the Khartoum hotel room. Tenet responded that they had no capability to do that in that hostile environment, nor could they find a friendly intelligence service that could or would do it.